If you're just joining us, we're right in the middle of a conversation with Karen, who's online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Wanting to, from Tucson, wanting to know, what is this sulfur smell in my water? And Karen, we
it can trick you.
Yeah, we talked a little bit during the break, and what you need to look for is it's probably coming from your hot water side, and it's probably why you're smelling it in the washing machine, and it's your faucets. Is there's built into a water heater's an anode rod, and it's a magnesium rod that's designed as a sacrifice to preserve the integrity of the metal tank. So it's a softer metal than what your water heater is, so it all the hard components in the water will attack the rod and not the tank. Well, once that rod completely deteriorates, there is sulfur in the middle, so you smell this rotten egg, alerting the homeowner, hey, change your anode rod. It's one of those things that's in our owner's manual that none of us have ever once opened or read or took out of the plastic covering that came with our water heater, but it's there. And more than likely, Karen, if you replace the anode rod, you will see that that smell will make its way out of your home. Now, we talked on break, and your water heater's from 97.
Correct.
We're looking at 20 years. There's a chance that the corrosion, it's a threat. The anode rod threads in, so you need a socket to take it out, wrench. Well, sometimes those threads can mold together through rust and corrosion, and when we take that anode rod off, the threads are so ruined on the tank, we can't screw a new one back in and get a watertight seal, at which point we have to replace the water heater.
Oh.
But the good news is, if it's not that badly corroded, you know, an anode rod's less than $30. Installed, you're probably looking at $100 to get a licensed, bonded, insured plumber in a company vehicle on site to do the labor.
Okay. It'll be worth it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Give it a shot, and if it works, great. If not, well, you know, we're probably looking at a new water heater in the near future.
Sure, sure. I do appreciate your help, and thank you. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
We get that question a lot, the sulfur odor, and we've found several sources of that, and I'm assuming Karen was on a city water system. There are wells that can create that with a sulfur bacteria in the water. We treat that with a Clorox treatment of the actual shaft of the well. And then sometimes it's backdrafting through the vent of the bathroom, and as you bend over to spit out your toothpaste or wash your face, you're catching the odor coming up through the drain. So your advice to her about, hey, just pour a glass of water and set it on the counter. Let it stay there about 30 seconds and then sniff it and see if it's still holding that odor. If it is, you're definitely right. It's the water, the fact that she's smelling it in the clothes washer. That's a bummer. You know, you get your clean clothes out and they stink worse than when you put them in.
Now, we do have Kelly, who's next on the line, who wants to talk about a shower door, and Andy and Levine wants to talk about doing epoxy, and we have a call being screen now. You can jump online at 1-888-767-4348. Did you want to make a point on this building technology? Hey, we'd kind of go into break there.
No, let's get to the callers. We're going to be covering solar energy and that new APS rate increase in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll get back to technology a little bit then. Let's get to the callers.
Carrie and Mesa, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm looking for somebody to replace a complete shower kit that I have. It's like the base is about 34 by 33, and it butts up against an existing bathtub. And this thing is probably, it was put in when the house was built, probably in the early 80s. And so if I were to buy one at one of the big box stores as a kit, would you recommend going through one of their contractors? Or I guess that's the problem I'm having, not wanting to do this job myself.
And in Mason.
Carrie, Rebath is Home Depot's bathroom remodeler, and they also have a showroom in Gilbert area, and they do 1,000 bathrooms a year. Just start there.
Okay.
Start with 3 Bath. Give them a call, and have them come out and take a look at it. This is exactly what they do.
Perfect.
Dobson and Baseline in Mesa is where you'll find the showroom nearest to you.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm close to there. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Carrie. While you're there, you can
go check.
pick your shower door up, then go get you a po' boy at Baby K's Cajun Kitchen at the end of the strip mall.
Right next door to each
Wrap
other.
Up your Saturday. Rosie on the House style. Let's move over to Levine and bring Andy into the conversation. 1-888-767-4348. Andy, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well.
Thank you.
Hey, so I need you to either talk me in or talk me out of doing epoxy floors in my bedrooms in my home.
Do you live alone or?
Live alone. Got a couple dogs. You know, bought the house new about 10 years ago. Did tile throughout the house, except the bedrooms. Did the mm-hmm. carpet and padding in there. 10 years later, carpet and padding's been pulled up, and I'm teetering either doing tile or epoxy. And with the tile upkeep that I've had throughout the house, you know, having to seal the grout, having to clean everything like that, I'm thinking epoxy is going to be a little bit more easier to maintain, a little bit more easier to keep up. And I just can't pull the trigger on it yet. You know, should I, shouldn't I? Everybody I talk to says, oh, that's just for your garage, or that's just for mechanic bay.
Okay, so for epoxy, I would probably agree with that, and especially because you have dogs. I don't know the size of it, but those nails, they're toenails, they're paw nails, or whatever you call it. I don't think you call them toenails, do you?
Yeah, toenails.
I think you do.
Oh, do you? Okay. that could potentially create a lot of, over time, scratch marks that if it wasn't completely cleaned and waxed all the time, you could see the lines in it. But what you're looking for is concrete stains.
Go to what are you going to recommend? Did you get over to Cohill's showroom?
Yes.
Take a look at all the different options that they have on display there.
If the concrete you have right now has glue lines from the padding and nails mm-hmm. pop from the tack, what we'll do is we'll clean that and then we'll pour a thin set across it, a polymer thin set, and that gives you like a brand new canvas to work with. And you can either add colors into that thin set or color over it or stain over it. And so you're just putting a new cream, a new top coat of concrete on top, thin set, because there's no aggregate in it. And then you stain it from there and seal it with a water-based seal and, you know, wipe it and wax it once a month. And you probably don't even need to wax it that much. You're probably just every 3 months. And that's going to be your solution. When you walk into Cohill's, you'll know you've pulled into the right place because their driveway, every 100-foot section is a different type of decorative concrete. You go inside into the showroom and you see different patterns and colors. And you'll get – you've almost sold yourself into it. You say you can't pull the trigger. You'll pull the trigger as soon as you walk into Cohill's. And they'll do you – They'll get you everything to do it yourself, or if you need a concrete decorative specialist, you can call Arrowhead Deck in the Arrowhead area, not too far north of you in Levine. John Thrice will come out and give you a couple options and walk you through what he would recommend for your living situation with pets, and take it from there.
Okay, so you're saying go the concrete route instead of epoxy?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. I appreciate the help.
Epoxy's great, epoxy's tough, epoxy's durable, but for those little reasons that you haven't pulled the trigger, concrete staining will be that solution you're looking for. So you're right to listen to your inner self that there's just something not right with going epoxy. It's just a slight switch in technology that we're using, and we're looking at acrylic-based polymers that go into concrete staining, and I mean, you're going to be pretty happy. There's also Marvell Masonry that would be up on, Thunderbird and about 70th Avenue. You can see some examples and designs there. They sell some of Cohill's products and vice versa. So there's three options there closest to you in Levine that'll get you what you're looking for.
A lot cleaner than carpet, I'll tell you that.
Mm. That's what I did in my home. I went all decorative concrete floors, and I wouldn't change a thing.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay.
The more homes I remodel and the more carpet I pick up, the more convinced I'm never going to have carpet again.
And if you want that carpet feel, well, then just get area rugs. You can pick up an area rug, take it to a cleaner's, and then bring it back and put it back down and move your furniture back. It's a lot better route. I do a lot of cattle hides as for our area rugs. And that, I mean, just pick it up, wash it, put it back down. Odors are one of those things, like citrus or like plumbing. When you get one call on it on air, every call behind it is about that. We have a line of odor-related questions that we're going to plow through here right now. So everyone get your clothespin out, stick it on your nose, and let's dive in, starting with Marcy and Mesa. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Yes, mine is one of those odor-related issues. So we have in our master shower an odor that's not the sulfur kind, but just a different other bad odor. And it's not coming from any other place in the house as far as other sinks or other areas, just the shower. And we've tried Drano, we've tried bleach, and nothing seems, it'll kind of help for a day or so, and then it comes back. So
Marcy, what is the vintage of your home? When was it built?
Let's see, this home was built in 97.
All right. And is the shower original to that? It hasn't been remodeled,
correct,
has it? Okay. And is that a tile?
It has not been remodeled.
Is it tile or is it cultured marble?
It's cultured marble.
Okay. Generally, when you have an odor coming from a 20-year-old cultured marble shower, it's a failure of the drain, and the water's actually getting in underneath the cultured marble pan. And there's going to be, you're going to solve it for a day with a little Clorox because it just gets right around the drain area. But to solve it permanently, you're probably going to have to pull that floor plan up and the floor pan up and redo the shower.
Okay.
Hate to tell you that, but that's probably what you're going to have to do.
Okay. All right. No other alternative. Like if we just, I mean, we were planning to do that eventually, but hopefully not really soon, but if we just did like redid the floor level, would that be possible and then redo the rest later? Or is it not?
Not generally because the connection we've got to make with the pan itself is probably what is the problem. And we can't really reconnect that without taking the pan up and out. And we can't take the pan up and out without removing the walls. So it's kind of like one of those ankle bone connected to the knee bone, connected to the hip bone.
All or nothing type things. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right, Marcy. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
And I hope we didn't ruin your Arizona Saturday morning. We'll we try and... Not all good news and home ownership can be good news, but we try and keep it that way. And when not, we try and make it as painless to get it right as we can.